off of the kitchen, would you have a room that you might store canned goods or anything like that in?
Yes, most houses were built where you had a storage within the kitchen. I think they call it a pantry or something like that, where they put canned goods and the regular groceries and store it in, yeah.
Do you ever remember hearing your grandparents or anybody talk about making their own butter?
No, I didn't hear them talk about it. We did it.
You did it?
Yeah.
Did you have kept some cows to milk?
My grandparents had about 15 or 20 cows, and quite a few of them were, doing all the year, because each cow was just like the regular human being. They had the calf at different time, and so you were able to have milk all the time. And what you do, you take the cream, you skim the cream off the milk, you let the milk set up. Then you take the cream off the milk and you put it in some other fresher milk, and you just take it, put it in a jar, and just keep shaking it.
In a jar?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that's where you get your butter.
Do you remember eating some kind of thick, where the milk would sit and turn kind of sour and thick?
Yeah.
Would you eat that stuff?
Yeah.
What'd they call that?
The old name for it was clabber. The new term for it now is buttermilk, but fancy name. The name out here, they call it clabber.
How do you eat that?
Well, you'll just shake it up, and it's just like the regular buttermilk now is more or less homogenized, and but you still might need to shake it. I don't have any. In here. But I still drink it. I love it. But the old clabber was, you let it set up and it get thick in a jar. It get thick, and then there'll be a little water in the bottom, and you could just pull a little of the water off and then shake it up, and it's real nice.
So it'd be like a liquid kind of thing. Okay. How about cheese? Did they ever press that out and make?
I don't know nothing about cheese.
Any kind of cheese out of it. Okay. When you milk the cows, what do you put the milk in?
Bucket.
What would it be made out of?
Regular tin bucket, water bucket.
Do you ever remember having any wooden? Any of them made out of wood?
What, the milk cows in?
No, or carry water anything like that.
No.
Did you ever milk cows?
Yeah.
Do you ever remember that you would talk to them to get them to stay still or anything?
No, what we do, we tie the cow's head, then we tie one of the foot, and then you go to milking. And if the cow, sometimes the cow has had a way of pulling up their milk for some reason, then we would let the calf in, and the calf would suck up for a while, and then she'll let her milk down. Then we pull the calf off and milk some, and then we let the calf come on back and finish up after we got to what we want.
Well, sometimes people have different terms, they would talk to the cow to try to soothe it and get it to stay still. Okay. How about